GJS, you are next, sir.
Let's get your name. Let's get back to the net protocol.
Let's get your name and location.
Kind of know it.
Get your name and location in, and 4th of July, my man. Anything? You do anything? You're gonna go see some fireworks? Let us know what's sit around all day. You know, stay cool. What's going on, my man? Over to you.
Everybody on the net, this is GJS, David up here in Wise County. I spent my 4th year in the radio room. I'm a little under the weather, got a stomach cold or something, and just been hiding out trying to do the 13 colonies thing. And I got 12 of them, but trying to get that 13. So really, I hadn't done anything besides pick up a soldering iron all day long. So, this is W5GJS, back to net control.
I forgot to mention, David, you're one of our net controllers there, and thank you for your service. And I'm sorry that you're feeling under the weather. Staying in a nice AC, that's the way to do it today, man. It's stupid hot, in my opinion. I'm one of those people who would much rather layer up with clothing and you know, have a base layer, have another layer on top of that, and then put on a pair of pants or your shirt, you know. Have two layers and an undershirt plus a shirt, you know. I'm one of those guys who'd rather layer up than be down here in this heat. I'm sure Tom up there in Battle Creek. Maybe sick of the cold, but wait till you get down here when it's 100 every day. Actually, it's supposed to be cold tomorrow and Saturday because there's a possibility of some rain, but when I say cold, the high is like 92, so can only laugh about that one. But thank you there, David. We appreciate you stopping by and checking in. Next on our list, after portable KB0DDJ. May I get your name, your current location there, sir, and what do you got for the net there? Over to you.
KB0DBJ. My name is Jim. I am portable at my home in southwest Grand Prairie, right on the border of Mansfield. First of all, congratulations on beginning your journey of sobriety. For many people in my life, they've also made the same journey, and I've sat through plenty of AA meetings, sometimes it being their very first one, and me having to strong-arm them into doing it. But probably the proudest I am is of my brother, who's 24 years sober, so it's quite an accomplishment. It's not something to be taken lightly, for sure. Anyway, my Independence Day, I like to call it Independence Day for some reason. Just seems to have more meaning to me. Mansfield does their fireworks on the 3rd, so they did it last night. And today we've been just hanging out, eating movies, watching movies, and we ate hot dogs. For some reason, eating hot dogs has become an Independence Day tradition. I don't know why, maybe because of the hot dog eating contest, but I meant to watch that, but I didn't get to see it. And I'm also looking forward to the cooler weather coming in and maybe some rain. Hopefully my yard really needs it. Anyway, congratulations, peace and love to you, KB0DBJ.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Jim. You know, I'm kind of an open book around here for the most part, which is makes the wife wanna drives her insane. The fact that I'm so open about my life and all that. And it's just nice knowing that there's other people that have kind of gone through the same kind of deal and been able to maintain. You know, three days of change is hardly any accomplishment, but there is you know, I thought, you know, that there's you know, whatever it's whatever. I'm doing something, so appreciate you, Jim. We're gonna clear with you, KB0DBJ, and this is NAWWR. This is the DFW 220S. And next on our list is KI5LET. KI5LET, Can I get your name, location there? And what did you do for Independence Day there, sir? Over here.